Just getting my thoughts out this morning. It's early in the morning. I'm feeling silly.
I'm feeling cute.
Remember those posts?
Feeling cute.
Got the coffee my wife made me. She made us this morning. Oh, she's awesome. My wife's awesome. I was so stressed out getting to work because... You guys need a little light here. Turn this on. There you go. I was so stressed out before I came to work because I thought my truck wasn't going to start. I had word that the cargo light was on the whole time last night. And I was like, damn. And then I got this message at 1:30 in the morning. Hey, the cargo light is on. Go turn it off. La, la, la. And I was like, damn. Because I wanted to sleep a few more hours until like 4 o'clock, right? And I was about to get up, and I was like, you know what? Screw it, bro. I'm already screwed at this point. It's probably not. It might not start. I'll figure it out when I get there. There's other truckers there. They can give me a jump, right? I was like, all right, so... I'm gonna try to sleep till 4 o'clock. I tossed and turned till 4 o'clock. I got here to work and the lights, and I saw the lights on. I was like, oh shoot, the lights are still on. That gave me hope because if it drained the battery, the lights would have been off. And these are lights that are on the back of the 18 wheeler. I think they're called cargo lights. I get here, see the lights on, park, put the key in the ignition and turn the truck. I was like, please start. And then I just turned it. It turned on. I was like, yeah! That's that Gonzalez money right there, baby. Because the owner of the truck, his last name is Gonzalez. And that's that Gonzalez right there, baby. Shout out to my boss there, Mr. Gonzalez. But yeah, so that happened. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. And now I got to get the rest of my day done. I got two loads. I got to do two trailers. Loading propane this morning. Both are propane. One's odorized. One's not odorized. And then what else? And then go home to my kids. We were super stressed out yesterday when we got home from work. Both my wife and I. And this morning, before going to work, we were just like, sorry, you know what I mean, to each other, because we were both stressed out from coming home from work. You know, it's just one of those days, you know, you have those days, and sometimes you try to, it's hard, because when your spouse is the only person you see most times, we have to have a level of restraint to ourselves sometimes, because they're the only ones that we see all the time, you know. It's not like we could take it out on it's not like we can always try to take it out on the store clerk, you know what I mean? They're not always going to be readily available. You know what I'm saying? But and I'm just saying, like, that's just how marriage is, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're stressed out because of work, and you know, you're stressed out because of work, you know what I mean? It sucks because your spouse is the only one there that you could take it out on, which I do not advise to do. Like, don't take it out on your spouse, you know what I mean? Figure it out. Like, go work out if you need to. Leave the house. You know, go to a quiet place. Go to a park, you know what I mean? Whatever you got to do, play an instrument. You know, go to the other room. Whatever you got to do to cool down. Like, one thing that has helped me in the past is before I go home from work, on the drive home from work, I try to reset, like, okay, all this stuff has gone on to me throughout my work day. Reset. Read the Bible. Tell myself, like, look, we're going home. All this stuff happened at work. Don't take it home. Do not take it home with you, because it's going to affect your marriage if you do it every day. And I'm talking from experience. And this is one thing that my wife told me. Like, look, this is what's happening. You're coming home from work and you're taking it out on us. And ooh, that was a hit to the chest. Like, dang, I am doing that. You know what I mean? And that's when the point comes to where you're like, okay, am I going to change this, or am I going to keep this the same, you know, and keep my marriage like this? So it's very important to listen to that that feedback and change it. You know what I mean? So that's that there. And yeah, man, I was working on some jokes, thinking about some stuff that I could say at an open mic on the way to work this morning too. Just recently I had a show that I put on and hosted. Learned a lot, definitely, with hosting and producing two separate things, like trying to wear those two hats at the same time. It's very difficult. To begin with, like, I haven't really had a lot of experience watching how hosts do it. And a lot of those three comedians that were there, Lito, Javi, and Tina, all three of them were giving me pointers. Look, this is how you host. You can check out these examples, this and this and that. Very helpful. So we'll see what happens in the future. Also, I'm taking the podcast on the road, my Corpus Christi Originals podcast. On the road, meaning mobile, meaning going to people's houses or going to coffee shops and stuff like that. Taking, you know, wireless mics, stuff like that, to just interview, talk to people. It's called Corpus and Coffee Edition. That's what I called the last two. So, because obviously I'm trying to find places where you can drink a cup of coffee. Or that's the interview number two. I had a cup of coffee, but there wasn't coffee in there. I had a Red Bull in there. So I had to keep with brand consistency on doing that. But yeah, looking forward to talking about myself at open mic. I was researching why people laugh, and it was called like benign theory or something or other. Basically, like, you could think of it like when somebody is getting tickled, right? They're laughing. They're laughing because the person that's touching them to make them laugh, they're fearful of them, that they can hurt them, but they know that the person is not going to hurt them. That's why they laugh. Because you touch them in a spot that's sensitive. You know what I mean? Like, if I touch myself, I know that I'm not going to hurt. You know what I mean? There's a difference. When you touch somebody, like my kids, when I go to tickle them, like, I'm this big galoot, this big old dude, right? And my kids are, like, super, like, a third size of me. You know what I mean? And when I go to tickle them, they laugh. You know what I mean? Because they know that I'm scary, but at the same time, they know that I won't hurt them. That's kind of the benign theory or what it's called, benign something. But you can check that out. But I was looking that up. I was like, oh, shoot, that makes a lot of sense. Because I'm thinking about stage presence. You know what I mean? A lot of people say that I have stage presence. So when I go on the stage, I'm trying to figure out what they see. Or even not even on stage, like just like walking around normally, like, you know, at work, at my job, in public and stuff like that. I notice that people are intimidated by me because I'm a big person. My wife always tells me, she's like, dude, she's like, you can F somebody up right now if you really wanted to. Which I could, you know what I mean? But I choose to be a gentleman. You know what I mean? So I have to display, I found that I have to display that on stage at the onset, because when people, because I noticed the people that know me and have heard my jokes and know that I'm that type of person, they're smiling like almost the whole time when I'm up there on stage, right? But the people that don't know me, I can see frowns in their face like, ugh, you know what I mean? And I thought that was like, oh, maybe I'm just not funny, or, you know, it's like I took it as rejection. But it's like, no, maybe what they're seeing is not matching what you're saying. So I have to like address that at the onset, which I've been doing that for years. Like, even middle school and elementary school, where they would make fun of me, right? But then I learned to like turn it on them, to make fun of myself first before they can do it for me. So it would take like flip it on them, like, oh, you're gonna make fun of this? I already know, here you go. What are you gonna do now? You know what I mean? It totally changed it on them. So I need to figure out how to do that on stage, and also without with knowing that that's the thing, and not putting myself down in front of people, because I don't want to become the victim. I want to become the person who knows himself, if that makes sense. So anyways, thanks a lot, you guys. That's my little spiel for this morning, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.